Thanks for tuning into Turbo Sports Radio, and thanks for walking on through the Turbo Tavern. And obviously, you can't be in a tavern, you can't be being served your beers without the landlord himself.
Oh!
Here he is.
He's a man.
Matt the landlord.
All right, everyone, calm down now. Yeah, no, I am back again, ladies and gentlemen. I know you've missed me. It's been a while, but with Christmas and that, I had to take a bit of time off, see the family, do the rounds. But the doors are open again now. Ready to welcome you all back in.
You're busy at the moment, mate? I mean, January's...
January, everyone's dry now, aren't they? Dry or damp. So sales ain't great in January. They're all down the gym. Give it, like, as soon as February comes around, though, mate, I'll be supposed to be packed to the rafters. That's why I've not really been opening much lately. It's not worth it, mate.
That's it, mate, yeah.
But I tell you, give it, like, what we got, like a week left or so, fucking Domino's will be busy, Chinese will be busy, fucking Pizza will be... They'll all be busy, and I'll be fucking ran to the rafters.
First of February, mate.
That's when the new year, new me is literally, it's January. That's the new me, new me time.
I'm saying that though, like when this comes out, really I should be editing all this out, but when this comes out, it's the first of February, mate, isn't it? It's the first of February, you're booming.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, as you can see, it's the first of February, mate, so everyone's fucking back in. I'm filled to the rafters. Domino's is busy, Chinese is busy, all busy. You said Domino's twice there, you sponsored by them? No, not sponsored by them, but it's your first one.
But we'll take a sponsorship.
Yeah, we'll take a sponsorship if they are listening.
Or any other pizza places.
Yeah, fast food, any sort of fast food
place. Papa John's,
I'll take
Papa John's.
Yeah, we'll shout your fucking name out, yeah. We're not bothered. We're not proud. But yeah, anyway, it's February the 1st. Doors are back open. Everyone's welcome. Let's do some drinking. That's all I've got to say.
That's it, yeah. So, mate, it's a tiny tavern.
It's a tiny tavern,
tiny
mate.
Tiny tavern, yeah.
Yeah, because like I say, it is damp. It is dry. But it's not anymore because it's February. But we're just doing a little tiny tavern. I ain't got enough time to do a whole full-on tavern anymore. I'm a busy man.
Yeah.
So I've had to...
You've got to make your money, ain't you, mate?
I've got to make my money. I mean, I've got to put a concert out and get my money working for me, but I ain't got the time to spend. And also, I've realised after we've done 26 of these, so this is the 27th one. I don't really like you that much.
Yeah.
So I don't, the less time I can spend with you,
the better it is.
For me, really.
For both of us, really. Yeah,
we don't like each other, but it's just contractually obliged to fulfill it. Strictly business.
I mean, obviously, you've signed with Turbo Sports Radio Network.
And you did say
you were going to do 100 episodes in a tavern.
Yeah, I did.
So you can't really leave until you've fulfilled that quota, mate.
If I can start knocking these down so it just comes to a shot of or anything, really. A shot of water or something by the end of it, that I'll be happy. But as it is, I've got to do make that a gradual decline. So it is a tiny tavern.
Yeah, 27, mate.
27.
So you know, you've
I've got it in a fucking hurdle, haven't I, mate? I've done, what's that, a quarter? As soon as I can get to a third, I think I'll be right. So I'm at a quarter, nearly at a third, and I think I'll be happy then.
When you get to 33 and...
33 and 33 I'll be happy then.
0.3 recurring.
Yeah, so at that point, on a 33rd, when we get about a third of the way through that, that's when I'll probably be happy, mate. So
get to the beers then, bro.
All right, let's just fucking... Let's jump in. Anyway, so it's just IPA to you today, mate. Again,
an IPA special edition.
It's an IPA special. It's a tiny tavern IPA special difference.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the title.
What was the title again? Nah, it's fine. So let's just crack into it. Let's get started. So the first one I got for you is from Renegade Brewery. It's just a Detour Pale Ale. That's all it is, just a pale ale. Detour Pale Ale.
We've had a Renegade before, haven't we?
We have had a Renegade. I think we had the... might have been a peach pale one we had from there. I think it had a lady on the cover. This one's got this happy little fella on the front.
Do like the can, mate. Yeah, do like the can.
It's happy,
if I could describe the can, it's a nice... silver can black top.
Do like a black top.
So
we might have said that last
no expense spared. Black wrap with... How would you describe that drawing, mate? It's just a classic. It's a nice cartoon, but it's nicely put together. It's not kind of overly gimmicked. He's just happy. Someone's got a style.
A bard, any? I think you'd call him. Is he a bard?
Yeah.
A ragabond.
Yeah.
A ragamuffin. He's like going around. Obviously, he's got a big beer on his back.
Nice green, electric thunderbolt, mate. Do you get offended when someone says thunderbolt?
Because
it's an electricity bolt, really, isn't it? Or is, you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit of one of those weird ones where it's a bolt of lightning, but people say thunderbolt.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But it isn't really a thunderbolt, is it?
It's not a thunderbolt,
But the word thunderbolt is obviously a better word.
Because you get thunderbolts and lightning. It's only the thunderbolt then is the... That's the thunderbolt. Because they say thunderbolt and lightning. So surely the Thunderbolt is the Thunder, and the Lightning is the Lightning.
So there is no thing as a, there's no such thing as a Lightning Bolt. Then that's the
yeah. But then there is a Lightning Bolt. I think they got confused as put Bolt on the wrong bit. But it's, yeah. It'd be rubbish if they said Thunder.
And Thunder's a better bolt. Word.
Thunder's a better word.
If you can take anything away from this Turo Tavern, is that Thunder is a better word.
But than I guess it's like lightning. Thor's the god of thunder, isn't he? He's a lightning man. He's always pimming the lightning. Yeah. Thunder's just a secondary aspect of it, isn't it? Like the thunder sound is the lightning smashing everything up.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
If you take anything away from the Tiny Tavern, we're not taking that away. There you are. It's a
nice clean colour, mate.
Yeah, it is a nice colour. Let me get a bit ahead on that.
If you were to just guess what it looks like just from the appearance, how would you describe that beer, mate? If you were without reading the can,
it's got a very lager-esque like colour and sort of texture.
Crisp.
But I think it's got more of a head than you'd expect than a lager.
Mm.
Normally, like a lager is, but saying that, I mean,
lagers don't have heads.
Yeah. I remember in lagering from Mighty drinking a flat pint of fucking pissy Foster's, but. It smelled nice though, coming out. Yeah, it smells. I mean, that's got a sort of a lagery nose to it, but
that's nice.
Yeah, that's right. It's like it's got a lagery sort. It kind of like that in that the selection box on the Tiny Rebel. They did like an IPA lager. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that was nice because it was like a lager made with IPA hops or whatever it is.
Yeah,
or techniques, but.
This is a crisp, clean number.
Yeah, that'd be lovely in the summer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that, you know, obviously you want that cold. You do want that cold, but that on a long day at work, mate, finish it, crack that open, beautiful. You don't, I mean, you could drink, how many could them, I mean, it's a 4.1, yeah, so you could drink a lot of them.
Yeah, it's an easy drink. It's a session. It's a sessional fucking IPA. That would be pretty easy. But yeah, now I'm quite... Yeah, drink cold and fresh. It is nice, isn't it, I think?
What are they describing it as, mate? What are they saying?
They're saying, crammed full of tropical fruit and citrus flavours with a crisp, balanced bitterness. Whether you wander, pair up with Detour and enjoy the taste of adventure. I'm not really saying it's tropical.
Yeah, I can... There is an underlying little kind of...
Let me have a little...
Sprinkling in there. Really, really subtle. I wouldn't say it's... They say it's crammed. Did they say crammed?
They do say crammed.
Yeah, crammed full of tropical fruit.
I guess it has got that... There's a flavour to it, I guess. Going down, it's not all fucking...
I would say laced with tropical fruit rather than...
I'd give it a laced. Yeah. Teased by tropical flavours, yeah. I would say.
With a drop of tropical flavour.
Yeah, a drop of tropical flavour. Yeah. The crisp bitterness, it is crisp and bitter.
Yeah, no,
I like that crisp bitter finish. That's what's doing it for me. But no, I won't detract me from it. I do like it. The other thing about it is gluten-free. So...
Nice.
Yeah, if you are gluten-free and you do fancy a little pale ale, go and try it. I did find out, because I looked at all of these when I was in there, they had a couple. They're all gluten-free, apart from their non-alcoholic ones, which aren't gluten-free. But I assume if you go in non-alcoholic, you probably, if you wanted a drink and you can't drink gluten, you'd want a drink. Whereas, because you're drinking fucking non-alcoholic all the time, I guess, and you have a fucking lemonade and shit anyway. But if you want a drink and you are gluten-free, you're probably going to want to have a drink. You're not going to think, oh, I want to have a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
I wish I could drink non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
You're more likely to think, oh, I wish I could drink a beer. So I guess it
kind of makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. I guess from an ease of production point of view. Right, and let us know. I don't know. I'm not gluten-free. My wife is, but... Or celiac, I guess, not whatever.
Yeah, well, a lot of people kind of... You know, get irritated by a little bit of gluten, don't they? So it's good.
Yeah, it's good
option.
To have it there,
it's a good option.
I mean, it does fuck your tum-tum up. I think, like, even if you go off wheat for a bit and then you eat a sandwich, your stomach's like, Jesus fucking Christ, what is... I'm getting that out, I'm purging
it's that
straight
away. It's sharp pain, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, purge.
I'm just on the website now, mate. So it's renegadebrewery.co.uk.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a pretty slick website, mate. Really, really nice. Got some, got some art, got some nice kind of turquoisey little bits in there, mate, as well.
A personality quiz.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got some numbers. We can probably see which one we had on there, but I'm not going to fucking scroll through it. But we definitely have had a Renegade before.
Yeah, let's try and do a little bit of research here about where Renegade is, and if you can go and get a tour or something like that, visit Taproom and Kitchen. Saying book a table. We want to know where you are. I mean,
Yatterton. I think we said this last time. I remember Yatterton being someone I'd never heard of, but apparently they're in Yatterton.
And where is that?
Yeah, no fucking idea. Yatterton Brewing Company Limited.
Contact us.
RG18.
Yatterton. Yeah, I'm just got the old Google Maps here, mate.
Soon find out, ladies and gentlemen.
RG18, is that?
Yeah, RG18.
Is that Reading sort of way?
That's the only thing I can think of that begins with R.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the research for you here, so
yeah,
just don't
us,
yeah,
we
don't
never normally do it.
Yeah, don't kind of don't get antsy because we're not talking about the beers. We're just trying to find out where it. Yeah, so it is. It's this side of Reading, between Newbury and Reading.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. Have you listened to Turbo Tavern? Whatever one we had last time, I think we went through this whole thing with you.
Yeah, just off the M4.
Yeah.
So, pretty easy to get to. Worth a little visit. It's even, you know, it's actually not that far away from us, mate. So we can always have a little trip down there. If we're not going the other way to the old Rebel Fest.
We do enjoy going the other way, though, don't we?
We do, that's the problem, yeah. it is a problem, yeah. We are... We're rebels, aren't we?
We're rebels.
I mean, you are rebels. Matt has literally got his sponsorship deal on at the moment, yeah. Which is good.
If he's on YouTube, yeah, I'll be sponsored to shit at
yeah.
the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just a lovely jumper, mate.
And a nice Fred Durst tiny rebel hat. Yeah.
A little present from you, that Fred Durst.
That was, yeah.
It's memories, mate, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's memories,
there you go. Let's just get back to it. So if you want to go and check out the brewery.
Renegade Brewery.
They've got some food there. They've got a tap room. They've probably got like experiences and
they'll have all that shit. They'll take you on a tour. You ain't doing a fucking tap room and shit without doing a tour.
You know, go there, get a flight of beer, mate. It's always nice to get a flight of beer.
Yeah.
Go through a couple. You might get a couple of barrel aged that you're a bit, I don't know about that one. But just drink them anyway. You're not going to get a lot, are you?
It's like half or a third, I think, sometimes, isn't it? Depending on what you get. You normally get like a third of each. Yeah. So.
But just don't get yourself a pint. Don't get crazy and go for like.
I'll have a pint of all of them.
Yeah, because you can get the flights where you can get. Yeah, I don't know if you get a pint, but or half or something. It's like, just go get the smallest option because then you can.
If there's one you don't like, because there's always going to be one you're a bit like, I'm not keen on that, and then you're nursing it for an hour. At least if you just get a little taster. Like I went to that the bee brewery. I can't remember. It's like a honey brewery, and they had a flight, but. Everything is honey, so they'll have like an IPA or a lager or all that shit. But I mean, honey's the underlying taste, and it's like, I mean, it's all right, but after a while, it's honey, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like honey, but after a while, it's been like, that's a lot of honey now.
You'd almost prefer just to have honey on toast, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Than beer and honey.
Yeah, a nice IPA and some honey on toast.
Yeah.
Honey on porridge. Love honey on porridge. Mmm, beautiful.
Honey is fucking good shit, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, those things are fucking. They knew what they were doing, didn't they?
Honey on toast is like. That is a weakness of mine. Toast is a weakness of mine anyway. You know, bread generally, but honey on toast, mate, just that with butter on there. Oh,
a little honey crumpet I like.
Oh,
because it like, drips into the holes.
Normally I don't have honey and crumpets. They don't correlate because I'd be in a world of pain. I don't think I'd ever give that up. If those two combined,
that's it. Game
too
over.
Often. So, what do you want to do this weekend? Get some Warburton crumpets.
Get some crumpets and some honey. Right, are you coming down the gym? I was thinking about it, but I just bought myself another pack of crumpets and some honey.
And you would understand it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
You say, can I come round?
Yeah. I'll just come and do that then, shall we? We'll just both do that. That's fair enough.
Yeah. Share the burden.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can't knock the fucking... Yeah, I mean, you can't knock honey. It's beautiful stuff. Mm. But going back to that, though, I've just finished mine. But no, that was nice. Like I say, I think if you saw that in a pub, that's a fucking good pub pint, isn't it, really? Easy drinking.
Summer beer. Let's try and... What we call it here?
Just Detour. Detour Pale Ale, yeah.
Yeah, so...
You do see a Detour in the pub.
Give it a go. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
It's not like it's...
It's not going to blow your mind, but it's a good, sensible standard...
I think that's a really, that's a good beer to actually have in your fridge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If people come round, yeah, go and have a detour. Let me just take you on a detour.
That's it. I mean, you can pull that out every
time. Yeah, every time. Stop doing it.
Well, before we do that, let me just take you on a little detour. Yeah. For fuck's sake. Oh, yeah, well done, mate. But no, because I think it's quite...
Can you not just take me on a Bad King John? No,
yeah,
not yet.
Not yet. No, I'll be on a little detour first. I have got a Bad King John at home.
Have you?
Yeah.
Bastard.
I always have one in the cupboard. You can't not have a Bad King John. No. That's a different story. But yeah, but I think like because it is quite... it's an easy one. It's like not too crazy as well. So like if someone's like lights a lager or they're a bit wary of a pale ale, again, it's a good one to say, well, just try this, mate. It's not going to fucking...
And I would say it's not going to get a Ronsil approval because it said it was crammed full of the, tropical fruit. But saying that isn't necessarily good because some people don't like the fruity numbers.
Yeah.
So they're almost shooting themselves in the foot a little bit. Exactly. Because if they just said we're a really crisp pale ale.
I think
the
crisp pale ale would work better for it because it is a lovely crisp pale ale. Yeah.
Super crisp pale ale. Yeah. The Detour. Super crisp.
Yeah. Take a detour with us. Super crisp pale ale.
Yeah, take a super crisp detour. Does that make sense? No.
Nah, but they can use it if they want.
Use it, yeah.
I mean, obviously, like we came up with that slogan for them, so they should
Turbo Tavern trademark.
Yeah, trademark. But you can use it. They can use it.
Yeah, you can borrow it.
Yeah, you can borrow it. You
lend it off.
Yeah. That would go on it, but obviously don't say you came up with it yourself because you didn't.
Can you give a little... Would you give a 5-star rating on that, mate, if you could? I mean, I know it's a difficult one, but...
I think for me, I would give that like a 3. We don't do parts, halves, do we?
You can do a half if you need to do a half.
I'd give it a 3.5, I think. Yeah. What would you give it?
I think I'd give it a 3.8 to 4. For what it is.
Oh, he's not going crazy with these numbers now.
For what it is.
With these percentages. Yeah, no, I mean, I'd go that.
3.8. I'd give it a 3. If it was a 3.8, I'd give it a 4.
No.
I think it's good.
No, it is good, yeah. I just don't think it's... it's nothing that we'd like. It's not blowing you away. It's not like one of the most. We've had some good, proper good beers. Saying that, I mean, 3.8 maybe that's a bit of a piss take because we've had some shit on it. We've probably given it a 3.8. I'll give it a 4. Nah, you sold me. I'll give him a 4, mate. He sold me.
It's done nothing wrong.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, sorry, little mate on there. He was looking at me with his eyes there going, he was going,
so I'll turn away from you. Yeah.
Right, it's a 4 from me.
It's a 5. It's a 4.
I've mashed it to the roof already. It's done. No, good job. Well, nice little start there.
Yeah, lovely.
Nice little start. Moving on. We talked about it already. We can't not have it on our camera now. We got the Tiny Rebel Bubbles, 6.2%, and that's a mango and mandarin IPA. What are your words on that can there?
I love it. That is kind of a splash of paint. Yellow background, and then
just chucking some paint on there.
A nice graphic design splash on there. You know, not they ain't got little specks of paint. It's just dollops of paint. You know, just
someone had opened a can, and then them little bits went flying out, didn't they? But they're good. They're fucking cans, though.
No, their cans always stand out, mate. They know what they're doing. Their design team are pretty fucking good. Nice. It's murkier.
It is murkier, mate.
Which is nice to see. And it's got a good head on that, to be fair, as well, mate. For a sensible pour, that's got a little bit of life in it.
Yeah, it's a lively one, isn't it?
Mm.
It's, what does it say? Mango and mandarin. Mando and mandarin IP. Like a mandarin, I would find a bit of a funny one. Like a tangerine or a satsuma, maybe, but a mandarin.
Yeah, I think it's just going off piece, isn't it, mate? Getting a mandarin
it's
in
it. It's a massive alliteration, I guess. Yeah. A mango and mandarin. Yeah. But I mean, that's got a nice smell to it.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? I was drinking this all over Christmas, to be fair.
Yeah, we're going to have to... Like, obviously, that's not a 5.
Yeah.
But what, you're doing the ratings first? Yeah, I'm doing it first. I'm going to have to take a little detour. Take detour and a little detour and just pull that back down over here to maybe like a 2.8 or something.
Dropped it
because there's no room to move then, mate. If that gets a four,
kind of the point I was trying to make is that it's a good standard session, but then you and this little fella were looking at me with them fours in your eyes, and I felt bad.
I like it.
I'm not saying like when you come up against something,
tasty
like this, it's you have to have that wiggle room because this isn't a 5,
no,
but it's not in the same league as this,
no.
Describe it then. All right, well, it's definitely got that mandarin flavour in it. Like you can taste that mandarin on the tongue and on the back note. Like the lovely fruity flavours to it. It's like a nice thick mouthfeel.
Do you say it's a 6.2, mate? So it's a nice
6.2, but it hasn't got like a 6.2 taste. A lot of them these days they don't, to be fair, but you can get a beer where that you can taste a 6.2. But I think this one again is sneakily sessionable.
Yeah. So you said you've been drinking that over Christmas?
Yeah, I had like a shitload sent to my dad's house.
That is a good beer.
It's a good Christmas beer.
That's That's a beer. You're just going to rehash what I said about that one. That's a good beer to have in the fridge, mate. If you just keep that in your fridge, and then if someone comes round, I say, "Yeah, come on, yeah, let me just show you. let's take you on a detour to some bubbles.
Let me just bubble you up.
That's even worse, isn't it?
What's he got in his fridge again? Detours and bubbles. Let's just not go around his house. You know he's just all he's going to say is,
"Well, wait for the next one." I really like this beer.
That's a good one. On this one, it says, "We're on a mission to..." Oh, no, that's just a classic one. Yeah, it's not really saying anything. It's just got their... saying about how brilliant they are, really.
How are we describing that? It's, you know, nice and sharp. Definitely a good bit of kind of IPA
taste. Yeah, it's got
taste.
A nice... Like, the finish to it is beautiful.
It's a classic, really, isn't it? It's a classic IPA.
Yeah.
With crammed with tropical, crammed with mango in mandarin.
That's really like apparent in there. I think almost more of a like the aftertaste. Even you know when you do the burp as such, the burp is a fucking mandarin burp.
Oh yeah,
thing, isn't it?
It's good. I like it. It's you could easily. I can understand why. That's a go-to at the moment because that is a...
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is really good.
What else did I have? I had that and I had the member berries, the dark fruits IPA.
You can't go wrong with the member berries, mate.
That's an easy drinker as well. It's just a lovely fucking pint as well. If you haven't tried that one, again, give it a go.
Yeah, that's crammed full of...
Dark fruits.
Dark fruits, yeah.
And I think my brother, he had Brew by Numbers. We've had a couple of Brew by Numbers on.
Yes.
He had a peach Brew by Numbers and an orangina one as well.
And?
Yeah, the orangina one was nice. Again, it was like it's almost kind of like this, but a bit obviously more, I'd say more bitter potentially because it's more sort of,
Is it still got the sweetness in there?
I don't think it was as sweet. I think it was more of... It was nice because it was more of a... Almost like the crisp, clean finish of the first one, but with that orangina-y... Because orangina is not like a sweet fizzy drink, is it? It's more of like a...
But it's, like obviously, it's still got sugar.
But that one wasn't quite as sweet. But again, it was nice. So yeah, we had some good sessions over Christmas, to be fair. And obviously the fucking Vault City Mango Sour. You can't start the fucking day without one of them, so...
Well, yeah, you can't. That is... We're working on it, but we've got a petition going. As soon as you get to 10,000, we'll take it to the...
Take it to fucking MPs and shit. Yeah. But yeah, but I mean, you're not sessioning the Vault City. So that, you have a couple of them to start the day off, and then you move on to fucking something else.
Exactly, and then you can always use... You can just slip a... If you just feel like you're fading, slip a Vault City in. It'll just zing you straight back up, back in a game, and then move on to, you know, take yourself for a detour or something, you know. You're going to do that whole episode? Yeah, yeah, but it's all right.
We're going to keep that going. Yeah. But no, it's a nice one, isn't it?
I really like that. I need to... That might have to be a little February purchase, mate. You know, just a little cheeky little... Or maybe we go down there and...
Yeah, we need to have another trip down there, so that's not a bad shout.
Just go to the pub.
Yeah, exactly.
Go all the way there, but just go to the pub.
Yeah, but we'd say that, wouldn't we? Saying that they have to, because they had the fire. Did you see about the fire down the industrial estate and that where they are?
Because when they first said about that, they were kind of saying, they put the message out. This is Tiny Rebel in Newport. Their brewery's in an industrial estate, and they had a big fire. It wasn't their building.
Yeah, it was like the one over. I can't remember what it was.
And they kind of put something out just saying everyone's safe and it, we're all good. But then the next post was basically saying that a part of their warehouse where they ship from, I think.
Yeah, because they're saying all their sort of all their packaging essentially got fucking annihilated.
Yeah, it's a shame because you thought, oh, they got away with it, and they didn't.
And they got some beautiful packaging as well. Their boxes are fucking... Their artwork and everything. They just go that extra mile on everything, don't they?
They do, but that's why they've done so well. You know, all the calendar ones, mate. You know, the science and the craft in origami implemented into that stuff. It makes it special.
Yeah.
And those boxes probably ain't cheap.
No, but you wouldn't thought so, but...
You're going to buy them again.
Yeah, you definitely... I definitely
have. Yeah.
So the web shop have been down because of that, because they obviously couldn't ship anything. But I saw a thing earlier. Did you see that thing earlier? Saying they're open again from Friday, and apparently they got some new drops coming. So it might be worth having a little peek about on the old Friday, seeing what those crazy boys you come up with now. Crazy guys and girls.
Yeah.
So it's back for Friday.
That's good then. That's good. That's good. So obviously it wasn't too bad.
But
yeah, I've been they were quite lucky. He's obviously just you'll take
the luck in the end. But even though they're not lucky, are they? Because they still got
fucked over. But it's kind of like on balance, you're kind of like, all right, well,
you take on the chin rather than the whole fucking bar going down. Exactly. Like, you know, just think. I mean, that place, mate, that's plush, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, they'd crowdfund that in seconds, get that back fuck up and going, though, if that anything happened.
Oh, yeah, mate, my money would be out. wouldn't it? You'd have to.
You can't, like, the times you've had, the good times you've had in that place, it's a good day out. If anyone's wondering.
Yeah, get yourself down to the, you can stay in the hotel we stayed in was cheap.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called.
Right in the middle of Newport.
Right by the fucking Cerulean. Cerulean, because it's like Lord of the Rings, wasn't it? Yeah, the Cerulean.
Right in the middle, and that was.
Yeah, no, it's nice, wasn't it?
50 quid or what? I can't remember, it was pretty cheap. It wasn't a lot, mate.
Nice room.
Yep. And then you can either just waltz over to the pub, which is literally a stone's throw away. It is a stone's throw. It's a long one, but I reckon you'd just about get it.
No, I reckon you can hit it.
If you threw a baseball,
yeah,
I reckon you'd be able to hit it. Tennis ball probably wouldn't have the weight to get there. What do you reckon? It might bounce there. It'd get there in the end. I don't think it'd drop onto the bar.
A rock, though. I reckon with an actual rock, I could hit you in the back of the head if you were sat outside.
Yeah, drinking a pint.
Ooh, he's gone down without me.
You would be chucking it. You would be chucking a rock, wouldn't you?
Do you reckon you could get a can if I was sat outside? Yeah. Do you reckon you could chuck a can at me?
Yeah, I prefer a 3 foot. If I could throw a 3 foot, although a 440 would have more kind of what do scientists describe that as?
The rotational spin,
like perpetual motion sort of thing. Well,
I know it's fucking.
You get what I'm saying? The weight's kind of doing its thing, isn't it? It's kind of...
It's propelling itself. If you get that spin on it, it's...
Because it's long. It's a longer vessel, whereas the 330 is going to have less of it, but you'd be able to fucking launch that thing. And it's lighter as well, I suppose, a 330.
It's lighter, but I don't know what would work in your favour.
I think I'd prefer a 330. Although
if you could launch a 440, like a fucking...
Mm.
What do you call it? Like a rugby ball.
Yeah. Or if you could just do like a
overland,
overland, like grenade sort of like goalkeeper throw, long throw, overlander. Yeah, 440. I think maybe I'm changing now, mate, because I think a 440 you'd get the distance.
Yeah, I reckon a 440. Who's chucking all these fucking beers about?
One of us is in the garden trying to catch it.
Someone's roasting
your bloody nose.
Yeah,
the Casio watch.
deflecting it with my gold. Yeah,
so we'll go there soon and record it for the listeners.
Yeah, it's a good day, but it is a good day out. That's all you need to know. You'll have a lovely time.
Yeah, you will. Yeah,
and if you do go to the Rebel Fest, that's always a fun fucking time.
Yeah. When we get closer to the Rebel Fest, we'll try and, you know, give some shout outs and lay the law down for people, trying to get the buzz going for them, because we'll be there.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be there. There's no fucking about that. We'll definitely be there.
Yeah. Might even get a Turbo Sports Radio t-shirt made for it. Probably won't, because you look like a dick, you know, but...
But we might do.
Sometimes might give it your brother and then he'll just take it off and not wear it, because he's just topless.
Yeah, he likes to get his top. He did get his top off there, didn't he?
He did.
Can you tell your mate to put his shirt back? I put your fucking shirt back on, mate.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Yeah, you did. Woo! Yeah. Fucking... True story.
True story. Tell your mate to put his shirt on. All right. Just put your shirt on.
I like, but he did take off during, like, a, you know, we're watching live music. And in that kind of setting, if you're calling it a fest, I think he was kind of well within his rights to take his top off.
He was well within the fest, wasn't he?
He was living the fest, mate.
He was that saxophone guy, but the saxophone weren't working.
No, he's blagging it. Yeah, just making out he was playing. So we could do that.
he was enjoying it. So, you know, let him get on with it. But so essentially, ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying is the Bubbles Mango Mandarin IPA is fucking beautiful. We've not had a bad beer. I can't say I've had a bad beer.
Yeah, that's a hard one to really... to hit a turbo rating on, but I'm kind of going, it's a good solid beer, you know, so it's 3.5 or whatever, because you've got to have room to move. You've got maneuverability in you. Yeah, you do. You know, if we'd have had five pints before we came on the air, that'd have got a five. Just saying. Because we had a cup of tea, you know, and a poo before we came on the air.
The pre-show poo. Yeah.
Yeah, then.
Yeah, we've been a bit more sensible. Yeah. It's getting a 3.8.
Exactly.
But Renegade did get dropped down to a 3, so...
Yeah, maybe 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's still good. That's still good.
I suppose we should be kind of grading them in the, you know, lager, pale ale realm, you know, the IPA realm.
Yeah, I mean...
Because as a lager, if they called that a lager, mate. That's a five.
Yeah, it's a lovely lager. Yeah, it's a five.
That's a five-star lager. Five. Yeah, that is. They called that an Oktoberfest lager.
That's be the best six. Fucking Oktoberfest beer I've
I would
ever
we'd
taste.
Be booking the flights now, wouldn't we?
Actually, that's brilliant. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Forget a fucking day's worth of them.
Yeah.
But nah, but yeah, so it is a they've both been nice so far. So ladies and gentlemen, we are on to our last beer now. What, really? You normally do loads? Wow.
Yeah.
We got tiny it, mate. We're busy boys now. We got a lot of other business adventures going in, things in pies you don't need to know about, but there's stuff going on. But anyway, the last one I got for you is a tropical IPA. This is the Beaver Town. And obviously, we all know, I mean, Beaver Town, left, right, and centre. They're all over the fucking
They're side. Everywhere.
Left, right, and centre.
If you haven't had a left, right, and centre neck oil, you haven't been left, right, and centre.
Left, right, and centre, mate. But anyway, this is the Beaver Town Sun God, which is a get a tropical IPA. So where we've had, I didn't realise there was any tropicalness in that first one, but there was. But I thought that was a pretty crisp one.
Mm.
We've moved on to a mango and mandarin. We've got two fucking fruits in that one. Now this one has just gone tropical. So this, there's how many fucking tropicals?
So is this triple tropical turbo tavern?
It's a triple tropical turbo triple tropical tiny turbo tavern.
Yeah, it's a county alliteration, right? Where are you going on?
Stan Lee has risen from the grave after that fucking alliteration. He was loving that.
Where are you going on the podcast landscape to get more alliteration than that? It's like we came in not to get that alliteration. Yeah, fair play. Yeah, all right. we'll tone it down. Yeah, maybe. I think five's fair, mate. Seven.
Yeah, five's all right. Five's
seven, you're number. Taking a piss, aren't you? Because you're taking someone's time up as well.
Yeah,
do you like that alliteration as well?
Taking someone's time up. You love it, don't you? You fucking cunts out there, you love it. But anyway, yeah, so this one, this one should be the fruitiest of the lot, really.
And this one isn't as cloudy as the last. This in the spectrum.
Should have been in the middle, really.
Possibly, we don't know. Until it touches our lip and our tongue, mate, we ain't going to know. Because if it's got a bit more zing-zang-zaroo, then it should be where it is. But we'll see.
We will see. What do you think of that can, though? Do you like that?
I do. I'm a big fan of the Beaver Town.
They got some good work, don't they?
The old boy who draws it is doing a comic at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw, you know, I watched like half of a video on Instagram and, you know.
Now you know an expert.
But it's got, you know, they got gold leaf nearly gold leaf.
It's
on the
gold.
It's gold, yeah. Shiny gold. It's not gold leaf, but shiny gold on the can. I really like their artwork. It's a gimmick.
And yeah, but
so now you know when you know you're in Waitrose, you might see this one.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Space Hulk or whatever. Yeah. You know, you go to Waitrose occasionally. You haven't got to treat yourself. We're not flush. Yeah. We're not being paid. I'm fucking slipping.
When you get paid, you go to Waitrose, then And then when you fucking get to the end of the month, you're obviously at your fucking Lidl's. But the start of the month is a Waitrose month.
That's it, yeah. Get the mayonnaise. Get the Waitrose.
It's 10 get the dried porcini mushrooms. You'll have a fucking lovely ragu at the end of it. You know what I mean? Get them good bits coming out. The pickling spices. Get their their ready-made pickling spices. Do all your pickling at the start of the month,
that's
mate.
It, yeah.
Get in there fast, yeah. You've got to treat yourself. Yeah, you will go to Waitrose.
Yeah, even the milk's better, isn't it?
Yeah, go in there and get the fucking full fat milk as well. Get the blue top. The
gold top, mate.
Oh, that fucking, the Jersey cow one. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah. I had that once, I fucking,
stinking a dairy, but
care. That's a dangerous game. You're walking down a path there. You get that fucking. I'm sure it's Jersey.
Yeah.
The proper, full on, creamy, ridiculous. Yeah.
Stinky, but.
That'll kill you, mate. Yeah. I've been that every day.
Well, if you're keto in it, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
if you
keto,
pair
yeah,
that with any carbohydrates, you're dying. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm having that my cornflakes, that's a trouble.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah, it's like honey and honey butter and crumpets.
Yeah, all
same scenario.
A glass of that.
Yeah,
but beautiful. On the nose, it has got a fucking sort of fruity flavour. There's a.
I would. It doesn't have as much tropical nouse as the Tiny Rebel.
No,
but then again, having said that. What really does beat Tiny Rebel in a power punch race?
Yeah, they've played the game too long. I mean, they got all fucking base, didn't they? They know how to fucking cram the shit in there.
Yeah, that is their gimmick.
Yeah,
their gimmick is the pure concentrated power. They can pull a tame, nice, you know, placid one out if they need to, mate. But they know what their game is. I mean, that I mean, that's subdued for a Tiny Rebel anyway.
Yeah.
But that's still got a little bit more oomph.
Yeah, that's got something. Like, I mean, not to take anything to detract anything from this one. This is a fucking nice one. But I do feel, again, because this is a 6.3, but I think the mouthfeel on the bubbles was a lot better than the mouthfeel on this one. There's a bit lacking when you're sort of drinking it. You're wishing for that.
Again. Yeah, the thickness of that. Yeah. Well, it's because where you get the thickness, you almost get like a cleaner flow. It's like a nicer little kind of like lacquer that kind of coats you. Whereas this one, although it's crisp and possibly more sessionable, possibly, but I would say not because of the flavour of the Rebel is superior. It's a bit thinner, isn't it?
I think that's what it is. It's thinner.
It's closer to the lager, but then again, the Beaver Towns are, you know, the neck oil, which I love.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a good.
It's a glorified fucking lager, mate.
Yeah, it's a nice chest.
It's your go-to, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're in a pub and you don't have the, you know, you like our local, they normally have some cheeky little bits and bobs, don't they? So you can always get something. A lot of pubs, we've got a neck oil. Yeah, fine. Yeah. I'll have that.
And you see neck oil are doing you see them quite a lot, don't you? Because obviously it used to just be like the punk IPA, which would be sort of getting in everywhere. You'd always have like a punk, but now I see that fucking Beaver Town quite a lot out and about.
Yeah, I was in for my brother's birthday last week, went to a pub, old school kind of, you know, interior sort of pub, classic pub in a shitty little village outside of Oxford. So, you know, proper pub, neck oil there.
Yeah.
Neck oil there. Yeah. Because have you got any IPA? I don't want to like go, you know, start like looking over the bar.
Have you got any craft
ale? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, you got any IPAs? You got neck oil? Yes.
Yeah, no, I'll say that. That's
not going to kind of, any, you got any more?
I've got fucking neck oil, mate. I just told you what I've got. Do you want a neck oil? Do you want to fuck off? Yeah, no, that's fair point.
I'll just have the Madry. The neck oil's too scary, mate. You know, what was he hoping for? What was his character hoping for? He likes an IPA. Maybe he was asking. Maybe he wanted a punk.
He wanted a punk. Yeah. Didn't he? He wanted a punk. That's the be all and end all, isn't it, for him. He's like, no, I don't really drink lager. I'm more of a craft man. Yeah. What have you got behind a bar, barman, for IPA? I got Beaver Town, mate. I'll just have a margarine then, please. Yeah. And I'll have a Star of Brahma. Don't have a Star of Brahma, mate. Foster's is what his fucking staple was, mate. He's just so nice to look like he fucking knows what he's talking about.
Oh, God.
I'll have a Star of Brahma. Don't have a fucking
Brahma. And he nurses that because he doesn't even like the taste of that either.
Yeah.
Neither do I, to be fair. I'm not the biggest fan of...
I had a Peroni the other day. And, where was I? I was in a Pizza Express. Went out with the family, didn't I? Treat the family, get more fucking pizza.
What pizza? Before you get onto the beer, what pizza did you have?
I had like, you know when they do the half and half? I had mushroom. Yeah, of course I had a mushroom one. Mm. You fucking love the mushrooms. Yeah. And what was the other one? The mushroom one was brilliant. That's what I remember in the mushroom one. I'm trying to think what the other one I had. And it might have been, what the fuck was it? Oh, the sloppy Giuseppe one.
I like that.
The meat and shit. Yeah. I mean, that's quite a good combo. Yeah, the mushroom one. But I think the mushroom one, I'll just have that on my own next time. That's fucking beautiful.
Was that thin?
Yeah, it's like thin sliced. Yeah, thin base.
And thin sliced thin mushroom. Sliced mushroom. Nice. And cheese. Yeah, because you've got to have thin sliced mushroom. If you're getting too thick with that mushroom,
it's proper like little fucking, thin. But like I don't know what the fucking mushrooms are, but like the big fat mushrooms and sliced up and shit.
Yeah, they look good, don't they?
Yeah, they look good, yeah. The fungi is what it's called, and the fungi and shit. No, but that was nice, but it was the point I was making. But anyway, yeah, no, I had a Peroni in there. I think I asked for IPA, didn't I? I said, what craft you got? And they said, we got Beaver Town. I said, I'll take a Star of Ramen. the point being, I had a Peroni, and to be fair.
Do you enjoy it?
I did. I haven't had a lager. It was like in the bottle, you know, the big bottles. I had a big bottle. And it's been so long since I had a lager because I'm a bit fucking snobby with that shit sometimes. Just because if I'm buying something, I'm buying like an IPA or a sour or a stout or shit. I don't really buy a lot of lager. I thought, actually, like a good lager.
It's quite nice.
It is quite nice, isn't it? Yeah. And I feel like a bit like, you get too fucking snobby with shit, don't you?
And the thing is, mate, you know, you've got you're already in a good mood because you've got a nice pizza in front of you.
Yeah, I've got a good pizza.
Or whatever. Or you're waiting for your pizza, but you're giddy for it. So it's tasting better anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an Italian restaurant, so you're being authentic as well, having an Italian beer. So in the right settings, maybe you should, or culturally, you should just, you know...
Yeah, have a fucking...
Just go with the flow, you know, have a Peroni. Go, yeah, I'm being a little bit of an Italian motherfucker right now.
So I think next time I'm down the bar, I'm going to have myself a Madrid, mate. Do you think I've had so many bad lagers in pubs, though, you kind of think you don't want to risk it. But no, it was, to be fair, it was that Peroni...
It came out of a bottle.
Yeah, but in the situation, and like I say, with that fucking pizza, and if it was in that bottle, then it was a fucking... Yeah, no, it was... yeah, it was nice. I would say I'm not going to fucking deny it. It was a nice fucking pint.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Little story for you.
Yeah, that is a good story, yeah. I haven't got a... I mean, to be fair... push come to shove, I'll drink a Heineken, but I prefer it out of a bottle. You know, just cold bottle, just prefer it, just knowing I can take it.
Yeah.
I can take it.
But saying that, when we was in Dan, we were drinking fucking, like, Heineys and shit.
Yeah, Heineys, but normally out of a bottle.
Yeah. But we were having a lager. So, I mean, you can have a lager. I'm not saying don't ever have a lager, because we've had lagers on here, and there are some good lagers being made.
Yeah.
It's just, like, when you're in that pub, and they've got Foster's, Carling, Carlsberg, and any fucking IPA, like you say, like a Beaver Town or even a Punk, you're kind of a bit like, well, what is this?
I'll take a Punk, yeah.
Do you kind of generally burpy after that one as well? That tropical IPA is, yeah. Right. But I'm just saying, in a pub, you're a bit like, well, I'm not fucking risking any of these 3 points. I know they're going to be fucking horrible. Say that, I've not tried these new Madries they've got. I see them everywhere. They're not fucking not worth it.
I haven't tried them either, but I ain't going down.
Is that just a different fucking...
When you go into a pub and... Like, Madry hasn't... This is me, like you were saying, being a snob. But you go into a pub, Madry's just started, and everyone's on the fucking Madry. It's like, all right, boy. The only reason you're on Madry, because you're sick of all the other beers.
Yeah.
So this is just a new thing for you to go for. And everyone can do that, you know, everyone can do that. But in the same respect, if you like a Goose Island IPA... You're probably going to just stay with that, aren't you? There's not going to be any wiggle room there. You're going to just stay with the Goose. You're happy with the Goose.
Happy with the Goose.
Safe with the Goose. You don't need to be, like, if a new IPA comes out, yeah, you might try it, but you're not going to stay on it.
Yeah.
You know, you know, but these lads have been drinking Foster's or the beer that got taken off for Madry. That's probably why they're drinking Madry anyway.
Yeah.
Like the one...
San Miguel.
Yeah, the one up the road. Like, I remember when I first saw that red logo... Or the red, you know, with the old boy on it.
Yeah.
Like, you can see every fucking, I'll have a Madry. It's like making out they've been drinking it for 20 years. It's like, mate, this beer's been out for like, you know, a month at best.
It's not an old beer either. I can't remember who the brewery is, but they've literally, that's only been fucking made within the last fucking...
Yeah, I think it's Coors. I think Coors, yeah.
Like, it's not like it's, Madry's not like an old Italian lager that's been made for fucking year. Oh, I've always had Madry. I remember going on holiday in the fucking 80s, I was drinking Madry over there, it's beautiful. No, you fucking haven't, you lying cunt. It's literally 6 months old, you twat. Yeah, it's a new thing.
So I've got like a little, not a beer mop on it, but a dislike to that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
They're making it familiar when it isn't familiar.
Yeah.
It's just new and it's not that great, but you weren't enjoying the crony was a bit off recently. I mean, you don't even see crony that much anymore, do you? Which is a shame.
That was my go-to.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. If you stumbled across a nice, next time you're just off on a little holiday, mate, let's say you're going down to the coast.
Yeah.
Somewhere near Bournemouth, not in Bournemouth, but somewhere near Bournemouth, little quieter sort of place. Went into the local, they didn't have any IPAs.
Yeah.
You know, because they didn't. They had a crony. And you saw some old geezer at the end of the bar and he had a crony and he seemed like he was enjoying it halfway through. Would you go for a crony or would you try and
in those situations you've got, I mean, what else are you,
they've got copper back.
I
have
a cider. What IPAs you got? We have IPAs here, man. So saying that though, the trouble is, you know in that pub they're gonna have a fucking beautiful hand poured pint though, aren't they? They're gonna have a fucking
they'll have
have a fucking beautiful fucking bit you can pick up. So that's the trouble. You're sort of thinking, no, he's got a fucking old cunts, old reserve type thing, and he's got Mr. Toad's sweaty bollocks or a bicycle fucking bicycle hangers backside slip wipe. You know what I mean? They'll have something like that. The thirsty fucking Fuggles tits and ass.
Exactly,
they'll have something like that.
Yeah, the brown badger or something.
Brown, you know what I mean? They're, you know the fucking words. the hill and hole and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the fucking Kalex and cunt and that. You know, they'll have all that shit.
Shoehorn.
The old fucking peculiars wizard's ass. You know, they'll have all that fucking
old something.
Old something. Old Smith's old something. Yeah. They'll have that. So you'd have a hand pull. Yeah. You'd be like, I'll have a fucking.
You have to give that a go, and then it might be a little bit. Because sometimes you do get there, mate, you know, when you're away or whatever, and they're squeezing that fucker out, yeah. And you're really hoping it isn't going to be an old Billy, and then it is.
And then by
the end of the pint, you probably will order the second one, because you look over and it's like, do I really want that ropey Kronenbourg?
Because once you've gone down the ale route, it's very difficult to then jump onto lager, because the fizz and fucking bitterness of it, yeah, like the crit, like the... The juxtaposition, I think, is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Between like an ale and a fucking lager, it's a bit of a jolt.
That's why I like the Guinness is always a good tool. You can just swim in, swim out. Good. I mean, it's hard to leave a Guinness.
Yeah.
Really hard. But at least, you know, there is a route from Guinness to say like a Smooth or a John Smith's or something.
But I think Guinness is one of the worst ones to try in the new pub though. Like, you've got to know where you stand with a Guinness. You've got to be an established, because a Guinness is the easiest thing to fuck up. I've had so many terrible Guinnesses. You're like, I don't understand how you fucked that up, but that is the worst pint I've ever had in my life.
But, go on.
I went, the worst, I think you've had the worst pint of Guinness I've ever had is it was in the Crown. There's another local pub whereby we are.
Yeah.
It's called the Crown. And I had a Guinness in there once, and it was by far the worst Guinness I've ever had in my life. I don't understand how it was fucked up so badly.
What flavours was it? Was it super vinegar?
Yeah, it wasn't like super vinegar. It's like, you know when it tastes watery? There's a watery feel to it.
That's even worse, because, yeah... The thickness with vinegar is like, yeah, all right, fair enough. You know, it hasn't travelled well. But thinness is like, well, where's it gone?
Yeah. But the point I'm trying to make is, I remember my dad, he doesn't live around by me. He lives quite a far bit away. I went to visit him, obviously visit him anyway, in his local pub. And some old boy comes over to you. You know, there's always someone in the pub that'll come over to you. Oh, I ain't seen you around here. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from
none of your fucking business.
Yeah, none of your fucking business. But I'm in my dad's pub, so I don't want to fucking start shit.
Yeah.
Not my dad's pub, you know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, I've got to be polite.
Got to be polite. So they go, I'm from fucking this way, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, worst pint I've ever had was round there. I had a pint of Guinness. I was like, was it in this one? Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the fucking worst pint of Guinness I've ever had in my life. He's like, this guy's like, he's not from fucking here. He's come down here for some reason. He's gone to the pub.
Yeah, he's like 40 mile away.
Yeah, it's the worst pint. He remembers the fact that was the worst pint of Guinness he's ever had. And I'm having that conversation with him fucking... I don't know what it'd be like 10 years later. And he's like, yeah.
So you felt vindicated though, didn't you?
Yeah, thank fuck. Yeah, that's the worst part of fucking Guinness I've ever had.
I was right.
I don't know how they fucked it up so badly, but yeah. So that's the point, yeah.
Guinness. I don't know if I told you when I was in Malta, they've got like, what would I say? Not necessarily a strip, but down by the beach in St. Paul's Bay, which is like a place where, I mean, just English. It's just, it's English tourists that go there. It's a nice little fucking place, but there was an Irish bar there. Went in there, and I've been drinking Guinness the whole time, and they're all a bit fucking ropey, really. You know, it's just, you know, Malta's fucking miles away from everywhere. You're not really going to get a good Guinness. And I do drink Guinness out of a can, so I can drop my standards to that level.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't drop them to fucking vinegar, but I can drop them to that level. So slightly thinner, but maybe not as, you know, malty and involved. Yeah, you know, like I can drop it to there. And that's where you were kind of were. I would say most of them were kind of canned Guinness.
Yeah.
So nothing special. Yeah. Thinner, but not vinegary.
Yeah. I mean, you can take that. You know what you're getting with a can. So you can work with it.
Yeah, it's not special. And you know it's not from the fucking Irish cow's tit. You know, it's not perfect, but it's still all right. And this old boy comes over to me straight away. Comes in and goes, he's like, oh, is the Guinness all right here? Because I've had some ropey ones. I was like... It's all right, mate, but you need to just get used to it. You know, it's like, I've been here for like 5 days now. You just need to get used to, this isn't Ireland.
Yeah, it's not going to be the best game.
This is not Ireland. You've just gone after, so, and if you don't like this, then maybe just shift yourself to a margarine.
Is that been invented yet?
I don't think so. But like, it hasn't made it to Malta anyway. But like, he was almost sad about it. It's like, mate, you just need to have one.
Yeah.
And if
if it's not working for you, sack it off.
Yeah.
Like, don't try and, like, I don't know if he was searching for the great, you know, a great Guinness, but it's like, you ain't getting, I mean, this was an Irish bar as well, and they should have a good Guinness. But again, you look around an Irish bar, mate, you'll know if it's going to be a good Guinness or not, don't you?
True, yeah. But then you'd be, the Irish bars are everywhere. They can't, the Guinness don't fucking travel that well.
No. No.
The only one that'll travel well is that fucking Guinness export, you know, the fucking, like,
yeah, but
that, like, the 9% fucking.
Yeah, and that's not really, and that's not really stout, you know, it is like a proper porter, you know, it's a full bodied machine, you know, that thing. Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but again, you ain't sessioning it, are you?
No, you session three of them, mate.
Yeah, I mean, you have a nice day on it.
Can't you?
Yeah.
Finish your night with that. Beautiful. Oh, it's lovely.
Well, you are finishing your night. Yeah, that's going to finish your night whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, steak and ale pie with that.
Fucking, yeah.
Game over.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You won't finish your peas, will you?
It gets tricky.
They're cold. Yeah, you ain't got a dexterity for the peas. Every time you pull your fork up, there's no pea. You're lucky if you get a pea on there. And then you bite your fork.
That's good. I'm done now. Pudding?
Yeah. Tiramisu. Bite the spoon. Tiramisu. Yeah. You got sticky toffee pudding? Well, actually, yeah.
Go on then.
Yeah, so yeah, Guinness is, ladies. Oh, Guinness is.
Guinness, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, finished with that one. But yeah, no, it's nice drop. But I think the clear winner for the night was the Tiny Rebel Bubbles, I'd say.
All levels, you're talking can, or do, you know, I do enjoy, like, let's like give them a bit of a big up. Renegade with a black top silver combo, black wraparound is a really slick can. Sun God has got the gold. Ring pull, which is a nice
attention, class,
it's attention to detail, mate. It's their gimmick. It's in a gold gimmick.
Getting so something
I do like, but the design in a Tiny Rebel, you can't. It's already, if you see all those beers in front of you, don't get me wrong, I'd probably pick up all of them. They're all good cans.
Yeah.
But a bubble is saying something to me.
Yeah.
It is. It's,
you can only
the
pick
sheen,
one.
Mate. You know, like, even the sheen of that, the gloss of it is just, there's something about it.
Yeah.
And I know the Beavertown lovers out there are saying, well, we like the matte finishes. You got the matte finish on it. I like a matte finish as well. But if you had these beers in front of you right now, it's undisputed, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, no.
Look at them.
I totally agree with it. You think you're getting something special with it. Even the word bubbles, you're thinking, oh, that's something classy almost, isn't it? Getting something with that. So, yeah, so bubbles for me. Bubbles for me, ladies and gentlemen.
Bubbles for me.
bubbles for me.
Well, yeah. Should we leave it there, mate?
Yeah,
we've had a lovely little tavern.
Yeah,
little
tiny tavern. Hope you enjoyed yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Don't forget, we'll come back soon. We'll be here. We're summer now, mate. It's coming up to summer months, mate. We've got plenty. The Turbo Tavern's doors open, wide open. We've got Turbo Fest 2024 coming up, so you don't want to miss that, ladies and gentlemen.
That's on the 30th edition, Turbo Fest.
30th edition,
nice,
Turbo Fest.
Good idea. Really good idea. Yeah, Turbo Fest, yeah.
So don't miss that one. I mean, we keep like David Roy, we need to know, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we won't be far away.
We won't be far away. So go and enjoy a bit. Crack yourself a beer and enjoy the rest of your evening. God love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.